My name is Sister Lilian Sweko, Sisters of Notre Dame de Namur. I'm from Congo, Republic Democratic of Congo. Our congregation is international. I've been working in Zimbabwe for 7 years, and now I'm here in Rome, working in our general leadership team.
When did you leave Zimbabwe?
1 year ago.
When you left a year ago, can you tell me what the situation was?
It's not easy, I can say. But I have many reserves to say things on the radio.
I know.
You know.
I know.
And what I would like to share with you, please, I need to be respected. A lot of suffering in the country, and it's affecting people. People are suffering. But what people need is peace. People need food. And people need prayers at the moment because the situation is very difficult.
Were you working with AIDS orphans or with... what was your field of
activity? My field was in the formation. I've been training our young sisters, the novitiate and junior sisters, initial commitment. And of course, I've been accompanying many different religions spiritually for the retreat and the spiritual direction. That now, was my ministry.
Now, in this past year, it seems that things may be changing a little bit in Zimbabwe. You obviously still have, your sisters are still there.
Yes.
Do you have news of an improvement of living conditions?
We try to help our sisters in different ways because they are not alone. Our sisters are living with people. What the congregation is giving them, they are sharing also with the people in need, with many poor who are starving.
Here at the Synod, how is it going?
It's going fine, and I'm learning a lot and contributing also a lot because all of us, we are God children, and as a woman religious, as we are hearing, we can contribute a lot in different levels, spiritually, social work, and different ways.
Women have a lot to contribute.
Exactly. From the beginning of this synod, the first reading in the liturgy said, it's not good that the men be alone. And we call our church Mother Church. And in Africa, we say the church is a family of God. Everybody in the family can contribute a lot.
But when I come in here, I am struck because there are very few women.
It's a beginning, and we are hoping that more and more we will have more women in this kind of gathering. Because not only women religious, but lay women too. They are in the group, but we need some more.
Do you think that a gathering such as this will really bear some fruit as far as the concerns of real Africans go?
I believe, because God is working. And we need to make known our voice. We need to make known our voice because it's the work of the Spirit. And the Spirit works through people. As we are here, as a family of God, we believe. We know that we are going through a lot of suffering in Africa. But many good things also are happening. And
please,
we can contribute a lot in Africa.
Tell me about the good things.
Good things, but we have many values, for example, that we can say, and we can share with the world, we can share with the church. A such synod can be very fruitful to make known our voice, and many people are hearing what we are saying at this particular moment in our history.
You are saying that it is important that many people hear the voice of Africa, hear the good things of Africa. So the media has a role to play as well.
Yes.
What do you think the media, how do you think the media should go about this?
We want that things should be shared, not only what is going on, suffering, but what kind of contribution that the African can bring to the world in our church. You know, most of the time we hear a lot of suffering for Africa, but we need that the media can tell people, the world, that many good things also are happening in Africa. And that's what we need to hear also. Because sometimes we can get tired always hearing bad things, bad news.
You're right. Uh-huh. Absolutely right.
We have the full right to hear also something which is positive for Africa. That's what we need.
The theme of this synod is justice, peace, reconciliation. Those are the main themes that you are all speaking about.
Yes.
But they're very vast themes, and Africa is a very vast continent. Everyone's African, but you're all so different.
Yes.
Are you managing to bring everything together and find some common ground on which to work?
We had many things in common, similarity, and we have also diversity, and we're sharing all our diversity to put together.
So you are hopeful?
I'm hopeful. African people are people who hope always. And it's a gift from our good God, from our ancestors, that one day things can be changed.
Especially the women of Africa. Yes. The women of Africa suffer so much, I think.
Exactly, exactly. We need a change. We need that people can listen to the voice of women. And on this particular time, we are trying to think what kind of actions, concrete plan, action to help our women, religious or lay people, everybody is concerned.
I think if more power was given to women, things would work much better. And I'm speaking about all sorts of power. I mean, socially, economically, even politically, of course.
Of course. Because all of us, we have talent. Men are talent, women are talent, but we need to bring all the talents together to build our continent, to build our church, and to build our world.
Thank you very much. Is there anything else you'd like to say?
I appreciate, and I invite all the women in the world, and especially in Africa, to pray for us and to make known their voice for our common good.